He came to play.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. Mm. So at our church, we have basketball on Monday nights.
Yeah.
Or we do during the winter anyway. And I'm kind of in charge of it. At least I open the door. I send the text out every week to see who's playing and that sort of thing. And I came in a week or two ago, Monday night, and I pulled into the driveway because I get there early. There was someone else there. There was a car sitting there with a guy I didn't know.
Mm.
And to be honest, he looked a little rough.
Oh.
I was like, he rolled his window down. He's like, "Hey, is there basketball here tonight?" I'm like, "Yes. Yes, there is. It starts at about 5:30. He's like, okay. I'm going to go get some food at the gas station, and I might be back. And he drove off. I was like, "Oh, okay." So I got in, and I was telling people, "Hey, there might be someone who comes. We don't know who he is. He might show up." And he did.
Wow.
He came back, walked in, still looked pretty rough, looked a little scary. And he sat down, and he watched a game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other guys goes, "Hey, you going to play? You got your gear?" He's like, "I always have my gear."
It just got interesting.
He went to the bathroom, came back in his basketball regalia. He played hard. He played well. And I was proud of everybody because we all welcomed him in. "Hey, Justin, how you doing? It's nice to see you." He's a laborer who moves through, and he was working.
Okay.
And he won't be back probably because he works other places. But it was fun to have him stop in and be willing to join in the game. And it was cool to see everyone treat him and welcome in the stranger, treating him well. So, hey, be willing to do that. When you meet someone you don't know, welcome them in Jesus' name. This is Kinship Radio.